It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Now back to Gilbert, left side to Momchilovich, left of the lane, spinning, turnaround jumper, good! Milan Momchilovich hit the Dirk fadeaway, 55-53 Iowa State, how about the freshman? Put back up, no good, and the rebound to Trey King, and a foul called, no, they wave it off, that's going to do it. How fitting is it that Trey King ends the game with a defensive rebound because he played a terrific game. And Iowa State knocks off number two Houston, 57-53. Well, I said 55-52 earlier today, but I'll take 57-53 Iowa State.
Well, you said first one to 50 wins, and
that was
Iowa State got the 50. And then Houston took their first lead of the night.
True. 51-50. It was dicey, but wow. It was a win. And a great win at that over the number two team in college basketball. The first loss of the season for Houston. And Iowa State, is that a quad one win? With a capital Q. 57-53, Iowa State defeats Houston to get to 1-1 in Big 12 conference play. And this crowd absolutely loving it here at Hilton Coliseum, and so is TJ Otzelberger.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like last night here on The Fan, the Cyclone Sports Network, the Iowa State men's basketball team with Hilton Magic getting a 57-53 win over second-ranked Houston. What a game that was to watch. I mean, if you didn't watch it and you're hearing that highlight for the first time, or perhaps you opened up your phone this morning to check scores and you saw 57-53. Wow, that sounds like a rock fight. Great game to watch. And everybody I've talked to today that has watched it agreed. And wow, just a remarkable performance, frankly, by both teams, I think. I thought it was top shelf basketball from both groups. You look at Houston turning the ball over more than what's, you know, characteristic for them, than they characteristically do. That, to me, was a product of Iowa State flexing its defensive muscle, as well as the crowd at Hilton Coliseum. It was by far the most fierce environment that Houston had played in all season long. And Iowa State now 10-0 inside Hilton Coliseum so far this season. And Houston's not going anywhere. I mean, not that I'm breaking any news here. By nature of Iowa State with the upset, they're not going anywhere. That's a great team. They can shoot it. They've got the incredibly long, rangy, athletic guys that play in their front court. Their defense is a treat to watch. They blitz every ball screen, which for anybody out there who doesn't know, that means that the guy who's guarding the screener, he goes with the guy who's guarding the ball handler, and they double team the guy who's trying to benefit from that ball screen, the ball handler. And they are, I think, better than any team in the country with that coverage. And everybody knows it's what they're going to do. It's not because teams, a lot of time, that's the game within the game. One of the biggest games within the game in college basketball or any level for that matter, when you get to that level of game planning, is what's your screen coverage going to be? Is it going to be drop coverage? Is it going to be a blitz coverage? Are you going to show a blitz and then back off? Houston runs the blitz coverage. You get on the baseline, you get on the sideline, they're going to run a second defender at you, when you're tight on space and trap you. That led to some, you know, that provoked some points in transition, some turnovers for them last night. But, man, Iowa State, they had their own thing going too. And it was just both teams, I think, demonstrating what they're really good at, having, of course, many moments in the game where that was on display. And it was March-level basketball in early January, and you really can't ask for much more. It was an outstanding call by John Walters and Eric Heft last night right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. And then the first highlight, I mean, I talked this long, and I didn't talk about the freshman, Milan Momcilovic. I mean, this young man is incredible. I mean, he looks like he's going to be right there in the thick of things when it comes to Big 12 Freshman of the Year and in what's arguably the toughest conference in all of college basketball. I mean, there's really no bigger honor to win as a freshman unless you're so gifted, like a say a Carmelo Anthony, for example, getting in the Wayback Machine, I guess, to win National Player of the Year. But Momcilovic finished with 11 points, and you heard those two there at the end of the game where they run the inbounds play after Coach Otzelberger had called the timeout, get him the ball in the corner. They were running that second defender at him because, like I pointed out before, if you're on the sideline toward the corner or if you're on the baseline, Houston's going to send that double at you. They throw it to Momcilovic basically in the short corner on the baseline. They're running the second defender at him. He pivots away from that oncoming defender into that Dirk Nowitzki-type fadeaway and just buries it in the biggest of moments. What a special young basketball player the Cyclones have there. Taman Lipsey, I thought, also played a great game last night. I mean, a lot of Cyclones were outstanding last night, and, you know, the defense was really on display. And I thought, you know, call it a rock fight, call it a defense first game. I still think the watchability was incredibly high. And I think it sets the table for what could be a really, really exciting season for this Iowa State team. I think this team is just going to continue to get better the more it plays. They're going to lose games in the Big 12, no doubt about it, especially games on the road. But I think by the time we're getting into late February and early March, this team could really, really be a force. And they're already something to be reckoned with at this juncture. So great stuff last night, and no other place to start. In terms of, well, I'll tell you this. Let's get into the particulars. And then one other big note I got to get into today before we get into the real meat and potatoes on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Of course, I'm your host, Cole Bear. It is January 10 of 2024. And however you are tuned in, appreciate it very much. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at RealColeBear. Like our Facebook page. If you're on the Zuckerberg machine, type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide in that Facebook feed of yours. Bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. Speaking of content, local and statewide, and national for that matter, that's where a lot of it originates from. The website, bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. It's also where you can get audio on demand, including the podcast of this show and today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute. If you want to join the show with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Don't be shy. Perhaps there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Send an email. Just know I may read it on the show. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, here is what is on the agenda today. We'll get to area sports news and scores in just a few short moments. Plenty in the stack here on a Wednesday. After we're done there, we will take the first time out, get you a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a national sports update. We'll come back in the second segment. We'll connect with our friend David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. Follow David on X at David Eichel. We'll get his latest on Iowa men's and women's basketball. Also, ask him anything to report at all on Kirk Ferentz's ongoing search for a new offensive coordinator. So that's what's coming up in the next segment. David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break and the third segment, and got a whole bunch of audio I want to bring you. Of course, some audio from Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger on last night's big win over second-ranked Houston. Also, audio from Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs have a big, big game tonight at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. They are welcoming first-place Indiana State. It is a Missouri Valley Conference showdown at the Knapp, and we'll hear from Coach Darren DeVries. I wish I could watch that game, but I'm going to be at McLeod Center tonight, the UNI men's basketball team, looking to get back to 500 as they play host to Illinois Chicago. So we'll hear audio from Coach Ben Jacobson. We've got more details on that matchup coming up here in just a little bit. Also, if time permits, and I'm hopeful that it will, audio from Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley and Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter. So that's what's on the docket for segment number three. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back for a final time on a Wednesday after that, and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Real quick, before we get into area sports news and scores, many of you may not have heard this by now, unless you've got the alerts set up on your phone. I think it was less than an hour ago, saw it at CBS Sports, that Alabama coach Nick Saban is retiring after 17 years leading the Crimson Tide and over a 30-40 year coaching career between college and the NFL. Nick Saban hanging it up, 72 years old is Nick Saban. And this year, of course, Alabama coming up short in the college football playoff semifinal, but like the guy or not, he's going to go down in history as one of the greatest college football coaches of all time. But there was some speculation about it throughout the season, and today it is official. Nick Saban retiring from coaching. All right, let's dive in here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company, area sports news and scores. Dyke New Hartford's Peyton Peterson has been named Gatorade's 2023 Iowa Volleyball Player of the Year. The award celebrates the nation's top high school athletes for excellence on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. The 5'11 senior outside hitter led the Wolverines to a perfect 50-0 record in the Class 2A state title this past season. Peterson amassed 616 kills, 328 digs, 39 service aces, and 36 blocks. She has signed a national letter of intent to play volleyball at the University of Louisville this fall. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released girls wrestling super regional assignments. The super regionals take place at four locations across the state on Friday, January 26th. Here's where metro schools are going to be competing: Cedar Falls and Waterloo West in Region 7. That's held at the Mason City Fieldhouse. And Waterloo East will compete in Region 4. That's going to be held at Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines. An update has been provided on Waterloo West High School girls basketball coach Dr. Tony Pappas. Last Tuesday, January 2nd, Dr. Pappas suffered a heart attack at West High School during practice. He was taken to the hospital where he underwent a successful bypass surgery. Dr. Pappas shared in a message with Waterloo West staff earlier today that he is doing well and hoping for a speedy recovery. He also thanked all the first responders and medical staff who have treated him. Tony Pappas has been the head girls basketball coach at Waterloo West the past 44 years. All right, here's the details. Iowa State, 57, second-ranked Houston, 53. You heard it last night right here on The Fan. Iowa State picked up its first Big 12 win, now 1-1 in conference play and 12-3 overall. Iowa State opened the game on a 14-0 run before Houston slowly clawed back, cut it to a 10-point game at halftime. Cold shooting by the Cyclones in the second half allowed the Cougars to take their first lead with just over 3 minutes remaining. The game was tied at 53 when Iowa State freshman Milan Momcilovic provided a turnaround jump shot to give Iowa State the lead with just 30 seconds left. Taman Lipsey led the Cyclones with 14 points. Also tonight in tonight in college men's basketball, you and I playing host to Illinois Chicago at McLeod Center, the Panthers and Flames, both 1-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference, and you and I is looking to bounce back after losing at home on Sunday to first place Indiana State. The Sycamores snapped a 4-game winning streak by the Panthers. Pre-game coverage of this game, if you can't make it to McLeod Center, begins at 6:30 on 93.5 The Mix. Tip-off is at 7. Iowa State women's basketball will put its undefeated conference record on the line tonight. The Cyclones play host to 24th-ranked West Virginia. Iowa State 3-0 in the Big 12. Meanwhile, West Virginia 2-1 in league play. Pre-game coverage begins at 6 tonight here on The Fan. Tip-off is at 6:30. Meanwhile, the third-ranked Iowa women's basketball team on the road tonight at Purdue. The Hawkeyes bring a 15-1 record into tonight's game, and they're riding a 12-game winning streak. Iowa is 4-0 in the Big Ten. Purdue, 9-5 overall, 2-1 in league play. Boilermakers, a perfect 8-0 at home this season. Game time in West Lafayette is at 7. The Wartburg women's basketball team continues to be ranked 12th in this week's D3Hoops.com Top 25. The Knights are currently 13-2 and lead the American Rivers Conference with a 6-0 record. Wartburg's next game is this Saturday when they travel to Storm Lake to take on Buena Vista. UNI's Ryder Downey has been named the Big 12 Conference's Wrestler of the Week. Last week, the 157-pounder notched a pair of victories in Panther duels. After defeating Cooper Voorhees of Wyoming 15-0 in a tech fall, Downey then upset third-ranked Peyton Hall of Nebraska 6-5. It was his third victory over a top-15 opponent this season. Downey, a Indianola native, is 9-4 this season. The 24th-ranked Panthers return to action on Saturday, playing host to Utah Valley in a Big 12 battle. The final AP Top 25 college football rankings are out. Michigan, of course, number one, your national champion. Washington second, Texas third. Iowa, which ended the year 10-4 and won the Big Ten West, finishes at number 24. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update, a national sports update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. And David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, joins us next right here on The Fan.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's Betting Splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Men's basketball action tonight. The Drake Bulldogs, a home favorite against Indiana State at -2. The over-under at 157.5. Northern Iowa, the favorite at home over Illinois Chicago, -8 for the Panthers, over under at 139.5. We're gearing up for the wild card weekend in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs play the Miami Dolphins on Saturday night. Chiefs are currently a 4-point home favorite. Chicago Bulls are back in action tonight when they play host to Houston. The Bulls are the home favorite at -4.5, over under at 216.5. I'm John Thayer with the VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Tricky Nikki Haley supports the radical trans agenda, allowing gender reassignment surgeries on minors.
When a 12-year-old child assigned female at birth says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy, what should the law allow?
Haley's answer?
The law should stay out of it. Let's get them the help, the therapy, whatever they need.
Donald Trump is no better.
Trump made a controversial decision.
You allowed biological men to compete the Miss Universe pageant. Can a man become a woman?
While Trump and Haley kowtow to woke liberal elites, Ron DeSantis has stood firm. No surgeries on minors, protect girls' sports.
I signed it. You didn't. You killed it. I signed it. I stood up for little girls. You didn't do it.
Standing strong for parents' rights and ensuring an age-appropriate curriculum in the classroom. Proven leadership we can trust. That's Ron DeSantis. Paid for by Fight Right Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Fight Right Inc. is responsible for the content of this ad. Fight-right.org.
Waverly Utilities is building it better together with you. At Waverly Utilities, they do more than build fiber networks. They help build relationships, communities, opportunities, and quality of life. However, they don't do this important work alone. It's done in partnership with all their loyal customers. Communications technology is all about connections. Waverly Utilities wish for the year ahead is that their local connections grow even stronger.
Making life better, making life easy. Waverly Utilities.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Breaking news of the world of college football as a report from ESPN says that Alabama head football coach Nick Saban is retiring. Report says that Saban told his team this afternoon that he is done coaching the Crimson Tide after 17 seasons. In those 17 seasons, Saban won 6 national championships. Again, breaking news as Nick Saban stepping down as Alabama head coach, retiring after 17 seasons with the Crimson Tide. Earlier today in the NFL, there was huge news as Pete Carroll is out as the head coach of the Seahawks after 14 seasons.
Following our season-ending meetings with ownership, it's clear, and for a variety of reasons, we have mutually agreed to set a new course, to take on new leadership.
The 72-year-old led the Seahawks to 2 Super Bowls and 1 Super Bowl title during his 14 seasons. Bears fired offensive coordinator Luke Getsy and other members of the staff, but Matt Eberflus will stay on as head coach.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Hi, meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night and remains in effect until midnight Saturday night. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 15. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. About an inch of snow tonight with another 5 to 10 inches tomorrow night through Friday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 22 degrees.
Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Brass Monkey! That funky monkey! Brass Monkey!
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. Big news in college football breaking, I think, still about an hour or so ago, give or take. Alabama coach Nick Saban, after 17 years with the Crimson Tide and multiple decades coaching college football, is retiring at the ripe age of 72, in case you missed that. But we're here to talk Iowa Hawkeyes, and we'll talk a little Hawkeye football later on. We'll start with hoops. Is David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, joins us now. Follow him on X, at David Eichel. David, can you confirm or deny any of the rumors that exist that Brian Ferentz is a serious candidate for the job in Tuscaloosa?
Good to be talking to you again, man. You know, I'd be surprised if Brian Ferentz was not one of the top candidates for the Alabama head coaching job. Probably the highest in-demand coaching job in all of American sports. I don't think there's going to be more pressure anybody has faced than whoever is going to take over that program next. But as I told you off the air, Cole, it's a hell of a way for Nick Saban to inform his team that he's going to be the next offensive coordinator at the University of Iowa.
I could just see him and Kirk standing there next to one another with their headsets on. I could see it. I could envision it. And then I would be very interested what Kirk would do as soon as Nick blew up on Deacon Hill or whomever is taking the snaps next season, just goes nuclear like he has so many times before.
You know, I think Nick Saban also would want to join the coach that he has not defeated this millennium. He just hasn't been able to best him yet. I think it makes a lot of sense.
You always come with the good stats. all right. Well, I tell you what. While we're talking football, because I just have one question: is any news at all? Like, is there a latest on Kirk Ferentz's search for a new offensive coordinator?
No, I'll tell you, I think this has been one of the more frustrating processes for my fellow colleagues and myself about trying to get some solidified information. I still believe Paul Christ is a candidate. I know there's a lot of rumors going around right now, but as of at least a few hours ago, Paul Christ is still in the mix for it. But this has been a very hush-hush situation. A lot of rumors flying around. I've had some decent sources on some potential candidates Iowa has interviewed. But, you know, right now, Cole, I think there's a combination of you know, Kirk wanting to wait till everything is played out. But number two, I don't know how much money Iowa has to shell out for an offensive coordinator. And I think that's also going to be a hiccup throughout the process, because if you think you're getting a guy like Ryan Grubb, or if you're getting a high-end caliber guy, if you're not shelling out at least $1.5 million, you have no chance. So I'm very curious what Iowa's going to do, because if you look at LSU's new defensive line coach, I believe they just got him from University of Texas. He's an edge rushing coach, Cole, and he's getting paid $1.25 million.
My God.
And I think Phil Parker's only about $250,000 more than that. So
wow.
People might want to open up the checkbooks if you want to land some elite coaches.
Well, another thing that comes to mind quickly when you mention the money may not be as flush as it needs to be is, anybody got a chance to get promoted from within?
No, I think that's long gone. I know, you know, a lot of people thought Bud Meyer was going to be the guy. I don't expect Bud Meyer to, he was never even in consideration for this gig. At this point, if it's an internal hire, I will have known based on the process I've heard and the candidates interviewed that that's a fail of a hire. And that's no offense to some of the very good position coaches on staff. I love Abdul Hodge as tight end coach. I love Liddell Betts. I think George Barnett is still a very capable and good offensive line coach. I expect a big year out of him. There needs to be a big jump in production. But if it's an internal hire at this point, Cole, I think it's an all-around failure, not just from Kirk, but just the University of Iowa athletic department as a whole.
David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. David, we haven't spoken since Caitlin Clark hit that game-winning three against Michigan State. She's also, in the meantime, got her own cereal coming out with Hy-Vee. How long until we get a book or we get a movie? Like that? If somebody's not working on that right now, that's just malpractice.
Well, two things about that. One, I'm still waiting on the Caitlin Clark shoe drop. Somebody at Nike needs to get their act together, because I'll be the first one to buy it, because I think it's going to be sweet and just kind of a landmark of, you know, how much women's athletes are continuing to, you know, be at the forefront of the conversation in Caitlin Clark. But number two, here's your breaking news, Cole. I've actually been on a season-long, long-form article and journal about Caitlin Clark. So I've gone game by game, everything leading up to what happened in the game, the post-game reaction, and just sort of the all-around aesthetic of what could potentially be her final year. So it's not a book or a movie, but it's a season-long journal I've kept, and that is breaking news just for you, bud. I've not announced that anywhere.
Well, let's not think too small about this. Not that I'm calling this endeavor small, but a lot of things start as a project, and then they turn into a book, and then they're a film. So, I mean, David, let's not rule anything out here. I'm just saying, keep an open mind about all this.
Hey, ESPN 30 for 30 wants to call me because they want to do something about it, and I can provide some insight. I'm not going to hang up the phone on them.
There's a lot of important people in the media business that listen to this show, so that's a great place to drop that nugget that you've got this season-long journal going. So just don't forget me when you start raking in the millions, okay?
I never forget you, bud. I got you. Bring you up with me.
Hey,
we'll rise together.
Nobody should have forgot Gabby Marshall. We've been talking about how important it would be for her to find her shooting stroke again, and she goes 4-for-7 in that win against Rutgers, that most recent game. I watched that, and she looked good. And then just by nature of her becoming a threat, it's like you could just see as the minutes went by in that game, David, how much that changed things for Iowa's offense.
Oh, no question. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Gabby Marshall, we knew she was going to have a game like this, and we'll see if it propels her, because if Gabby can return to what she was in that Big Ten and NCAA tournament run, Iowa is a completely different team. They need that. I love what Kate Martin has brought on the offensive end. When she's shooting 10 or more shots, Iowa's been fantastic, and I think she's really enjoying a good year as well. And I'm still of the belief that Iowa can make a Final Four. I know there's still a lot of question marks about this team, especially when they go up against some elite post players, you know, taller teams. Hannah Stolke, I think, is finally about 100% again. That's going to be interesting to watch. But when Gabby Marshall gets going from three and people can take the pressure off Caitlin Clark, that's the game changer. I'd still love to see Taylor McCabe get some more minutes, because I know she's one of the best shooters on the team. Kate Martin, if she's hitting from three. But Gabby Marshall just opened so many things up. And look, Caitlin loves the pressure, and she knows the biggest targets on her back. She knows that she's got to do everything to get off an insanely difficult shot. But if Iowa wants to win the Big Ten again and make a deep run, they need elite Gabby Marshall. Mm-hmm. And I think you just saw so much stress leave her shoulders, in that last game. So I'm curious how she comes out in attack mode tonight against Purdue.
Yeah, can't wait to see how this one plays out tonight. Hawkeyes taking on the Boilermakers in West Lafayette. Another thing that stood out to me, and we talked a little bit about this back in December, David, was how much Molly Davis is playing a bigger role, especially at the point guard position. I do wonder, though, and Molly Davis is like my favorite player on this team. Is she going to be able to keep herself on the floor when you start getting into the postseason, you start getting into tournament time, and you're taking on some of these longer, more athletic, taller teams? Because she kind of found herself about half a foot in, half a foot out of the rotation in those moments a season ago. And, you know, I think it's so important to ask this now because of just how important she's been to this point.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a big question for me too. But I'd also push back from this standpoint. I think she's a lot more comfortable now with her role on the team. I mean, I think that's why you've seen her ascend. And I know if you look at her stats, 5-3-3, they aren't going to blow you out of the water, but mm-hmm. what she's brought defensively, what she's brought from a hustle perspective, and letting Caitlin Clark play off the ball more, yeah. I think she's been instrumental. And the reality is she's played against those bigger teams. Remember when she was at Central Michigan, she'd go up against some Power 5 teams from time to time. She may be only 5'7", but you know, being a smaller player, she has to learn how to get her shot up over some of the taller teams. And she's done that with success in the past. And I think the big thing for her is, can she stay confident? And can she understand her role? And she's played a lot of college basketball, and she just looks like a completely different player on this team. So, of course, I'll be keeping a close eye on that. I know you will be too. But her importance in allowing Caitlin Clark to get off the ball is just absolutely huge. And one other name I meant to bring up in my last question as well, Kylie Fierbach, I think, is starting to really turn around. I mean, I know her shooting numbers aren't great, but I think she's a capable three-point shooter. Defensively, I think she's been locked in. She's made some good hustle plays. If she can kind of at least be capable from distance, I think she could also play an important role as well.
Yeah, Feuerbach and Gabby Marshall both just upticking a little bit from the perimeter would just be massive for Lisa Bluter's team. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, our guest for a couple more minutes here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's talk about Fran McCaffrey's team, the Iowa men, 9-6 overall. Got their first Big Ten win against Rutgers this past Saturday. They're now 1-3 in conference play. Anything in particular, David, stick out to you in watching Fran McCaffrey's team get the best of the Rutgers?
Yeah, Owen Freeman's going to be so good.
Yeah,
I feel like I've said this every single week. I mean, Owen Freeman, he might be Iowa's best all-around player right now. He's just, there are so many tools at his disposal. He's played absolutely spectacular. And it seems like Tony Perkins over the last four games is starting to put some consistency together. He just seems like he's really starting to rev it back up. And, you know, I'll say this, too, as an important X factor for this team, I know you and I have talked about this. We talked about it in preseason. I'm going to stand by it now. Peyton Sanford might be one of the most important players on this Iowa team. When he is red hot, it just changes that dynamic on both ends of the floor. He is the team's leading rebounder right now, but there's nobody, maybe if not in the Big Ten, that can put up points quicker than Peyton Sanford. And when he's red hot, he's red hot. So, you know, Rutgers is not good offensively. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is a phenomenal Rutgers team.
No.
Steve Peichel is a very good coach. But if Iowa can put it together on Friday against Nebraska, yes, a red hot Nebraska Cornhusker team that is fresh off a thrashing of number one Purdue, I think I'm not saying Iowa's a tournament team because I think they're way on the outside looking in, but there are some potential building blocks for the future that can continue to kind of showcase itself.
Iowa's going to need to have a plan for the former Bradley big man, Rank Mast, who's with Nebraska now. That's a true five, power conference five. He's got the size, the length, and the thickness. And so whether it's Freeman, Ben Cricky, you bring Evan Bronze, I don't know. They're going to have to throw everything, I think, at him. But Nebraska's just got a good team. I know people might not like to hear it, but they got a good basketball team.
Yeah.
Hey, one quick thing I'll leave you with when it comes to Owen Freeman. I think I came up with a comp for him. I think he's like, and your Hawk people got to hang with me on this because I know they might just say, oh, typical Cole here. But to me, he's like a little bit of a souped-up Seth Tuttle. And I got to quickly add, don't forget, Hawkeye fans, Seth Tuttle was a third-team All-American as a senior. Okay, he was a freshman of the year in the Missouri Valley. It looks like Owen Freeman could well be a freshman of the year in the Big Ten, which is why I say just the way I see him play his game, what he's got with footwork already as a freshman, reminiscent of Seth Tuttle with great footwork as a freshman, he reminds me a bit of just a souped-up, little taller, a little more athletic Seth Tuttle.
I don't hate the comparison. I think Owen's a better defender right now and shot blocker than Seth Tuttle.
Yeah.
But as far as like the footwork, as far as the shot selection and playing just high IQ basketball.
Yes.
I could see that. I don't hate it.
All right. I'm going to pass the smell test. I'll take that. great stuff, David. Great to talk to you again, and we'll catch up again soon.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. Take care.
I appreciate you. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com. 24/7 Sports Network, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow David on X at David Eicholt and visit HawkeyeInsider.com. Bookmark it, subscribe. They do great work over there. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side. Got a whole bunch of audio to get to. Iowa Statements basketball coach TJ Altzelberger on last night's big win over second-ranked Houston. Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries. Bulldogs have a massive game tonight at the Knapp Center in Des Moines against first-place Indiana State. U and I men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, Panthers hosting Illinois-Chicago tonight. And as well, we'll make sure we'll fit it in, Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley, Cyclones hosting West Virginia tonight. That game you'll hear right here on The Fan, and Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter. That's all next right here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The third-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women are on the road tonight in the Big Ten to take on Purdue. The Hawkeyes are 15-1 overall, 4-0 in conference play. Purdue's 2-1 in the Big Ten, but the Boilers are 8-0 at home. A young Iowa State women's basketball team looks to stay unbeaten in the Big 12 tonight by hosting 24th-ranked West Virginia. The Cyclones are 3-0 in the league race, and this begins a week that will find them hosting 4th-ranked Baylor Saturday.
You know, I think you got to be very careful of getting too excited about one game or one week because there's so many to go. But, you know, our players know what the opportunity is, and especially with West Virginia because we're going to turn around and go there in 2 weeks.
That's ISU coach Bill Finley. Men's action tonight. Drake is at home to take on Missouri Valley leader Indiana State. The Sycamores 4-0 in conference play. Drake is 3-1. The UNI men at home tonight against Illinois-Chicago. Both are 1-3 in conference play. This is Radio Iowa.
There's a reason people are joining the movement behind Nikki Haley.
She's a very, very successful governor.
Haley shows us what American foreign policy looks like with a spine.
Your family deserves a president with grit and grace, a different style, not a name from the past. Nikki Haley will secure our border, restore our economy, and make our nation respected once more. Listen to Nikki Haley.
Our moment is now. Our mission is clear. Let's save our country and secure our future, and let's move forward together toward our destiny in a strong and proud America.
Iowa, it's time to caucus. Go to NikkiHaley.com/Iowa to learn more. And on Monday, January 15th, don't forget to caucus for a new generation of conservative leadership. That's NikkiHaley.com/Iowa.
I'm Nikki Haley, candidate for president.
Want to give something shiny and bright for a holiday gift this year? Our Tommy's Express Car Wash gift cards will delight your friends and family alike with our affordable 1 and 3 month options. They can wash your heart's content with our unlimited memberships and access our free vacuums and mat washing station. Just drive up today and pick up your gift card in Waterloo at 3110 University. Tommy's Express Car Wash. It's your time to shine.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, "Gee Willikers, it's a hot one." Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light. Crisp.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers, every corner of the Cedar Falls School District is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole & Company with Cole Bear.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. The Iowa State men's basketball team got out to a 14-0 lead and then was able to hold off second-ranked Houston for a 57-53 win in Ames last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. That win improved Iowa State to 12-3 overall and 1-1 in Big 12 play.
It was important that we came out and set the tone with the game, and we talked about, we need to throw the first punch. We need to be the aggressor. We need to be the team that sets the tone, and I think we set the tone. Right away, certainly there was points in the game where it almost felt like we were hanging on, but I think our guys were able to dig deep.
That, of course, Iowa State coach T.J. Altzberger. The Cyclones handed the Cougars their first loss after having gotten off to a 14-0 start this season.
I mean, I felt like our guys were the more aggressive team. I mean, we played more physical. We were the more resilient team. We made more plays, and we have, you know, all the respect in the world for their program and what they've done, but nobody's going to come in here and push us around. Nobody's going to come in here and bully us. Nobody's going to come in here and, you know, not real happy about being underdog. Not that we follow any of that sort of thing, but nobody's going to call us an underdog at Hilton Coliseum.
Ooh, a little chippy there from Coach Ott's. Defense was key last night. The Cyclones limited Houston to 38% shooting and forced 16 turnovers.
It's not only the turnovers. It's you know, not putting them on the foul line unnecessarily. It's not letting them get to the rim late in the game. All those things are so important. If you're going to win a game, you can't let a team like we just played, you know, get to the rim, get to the foul line late, and our guys did a great job of doing that without fouling.
Coach Otzelberger says home court was a big advantage. Attendance was listed at better than 14,000 last night at Hilton Coliseum, despite the recent winter storm.
Really thankful and fortunate for our fans and everybody that came out. I know the weather was a big obstacle, and to have the crowd that we did, really gave us that extra energy, that extra fight. So I want to make sure that we certainly thank all of our fans because that was big. It was so important. Everybody that made the trip, made the sacrifice to come out, just know the impact you had on this game. You should feel great about it, just like our guys do in that locker room.
We go from Ames to Des Moines. Drake looks to bounce back from its first Missouri Valley Conference loss tonight when it plays host to Indiana State. The Bulldogs are coming off a 22-point loss at Belmont this past Sunday and now host a Sycamores team that is 4-0 and in first place in the Valley.
They're terrific offensively, defensively. They're doing some really good stuff, playing at an incredibly high level.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, who says the Bulldogs are going to need a massive effort tonight on the defensive end.
Their offense is it's fun to watch. I'm not looking forward to playing against it, but they just have a really good feel for what they want to do and doing it at a very high level.
The Bulldogs entered tonight 12-3 overall and 3-1 in the MVC. Meanwhile, the UNI men's basketball team hopes to bounce back from Sunday's home loss to aforementioned first-place Indiana State tonight with another home conference game against Illinois-Chicago. Despite the Panthers' loss to the Sycamores, Coach Ben Jacobson described earlier this week why his team's confidence hasn't been shaken.
I would say a couple places. I would say, one, this group has continued to do a really good job of spending time in the gym. It's something that I talk about often with our players, right? And that could be any part of the season. Right? Could be the middle of the summer. It could be today. Could be in September. Right? It's something that I go back to and refer to a lot. Is hard work matters. Confidence comes from hard work. This group has done a really good job of that. They just have. They've been great about getting in the gym and working on their game, right? And staying sharp from a ball handling, shooting, passing. That's where most of it comes from, right? And then I like a lot of what we're doing offensively. I think our staff has done a really good job. Seth has done a really good job with the offensive, the structure of it, the way we approach it. That's an important part of it as well. And then when you've got, when guys are spending the time that's required, they know when we play that they get to play with a ton of confidence and a ton of freedom. Right? We really give them the green light to play. And that goes back to what I said first. I just get in the gym and work. And these guys are doing that. So they know when we're playing games, they just get to play. Right? They can go and do, and they can shoot. They just get to go play. I would say it's a combination of those things.
Jacobson described how Illinois-Chicago offers challenges tonight with the way it plays both offense and defense.
Their passing and shooting skill level at all five positions is really good. Most times there will be four players on the floor that have made this year, they've made over 10 threes. There's going to be a number of possessions where there's five guys on the floor that have all made over 10 threes this season. So back to what we were talking about a little bit, our ability to limit some three-point attempts and then also defend the three-point shots that are being taken better, it's going to be really important because they do spread you out and they do have multiple guys out there that make them. And then they've been really good defensively, done a great job there, and they do it a couple different ways. One of the things that they do is switch all five defenders. You see that from time to time. You don't see it very often, but you will see it a little bit in our league. This is a team that will do that, where they will switch all five. So you got to attack that a little bit.
Going from men's to women's college basketball, the Iowa State women look to stay unbeaten in the Big 12 race tonight, hosting 24th ranked West Virginia. A young Cyclone team is 3-0 in the league race. Begins a week that will find them hosting as well 4th-ranked Baylor on Saturday. Here is Coach Finley.
I think you got to be very careful of getting too excited about one game or one week because there's so many to go. But, our players know what the opportunity is, and especially with West Virginia, because we're going to turn around and go there in 2 weeks.
Coach Finley adds that this week's games will be a new challenge from a style of play standpoint.
West Virginia's pressure and the way Baylor's playing, we're going to see a style that, we don't really fit that very well. So we've got to have, I think, more of a mental toughness than maybe we've had or needed to have in some other games because of what we're facing.
To the Iowa women, the winter storm changed travel plans for the third-ranked Hawkeyes who play at Purdue tonight. Coach Lisa Bluter says that her team traveled to West Lafayette on Monday.
Basically, we contacted the plane company and asked them what their thoughts were, and they said they did not think we'd get out today. And so that kind of made our decision a lot easier. Plus, we're not in school right now, so that helps as well.
The Hawkeyes are 15-1 overall, 4-0 in the Big Ten. Purdue 2-1 in conference play, 9-5 overall. However, Boilermakers 8-0 at home this season.
They have a very good center who's shooting about 60%, a very veteran point guard, and two exceptional shooters in Abby Ellis and Madison Layden. So they pose a lot of matchup problems defensively, but they have really challenged themselves. They've played one of the tougher non-conference schedules of anybody in the Big Ten. So props to them, but their record is 9-5. That's really deceiving. And like I said, they're 8-0 at home. And
Coach Bluter describes how it's going to be a difficult road test for the Hawks tonight.
This place is a tough place to play. I mean, the band is right in your ear. It is. They've sold it out. It's a very loud venue. And so I think this is going to be our hardest test on the road since Virginia Tech.
Busy night of men's and women's college hoops in the state. There's the latest from our respective coaches. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary coming to you during the break. We'll come back on the other side for a final time and wrap up this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The coaching carousel took a surprising spin Tuesday as the Titans fired head coach Mike Vrabel after six seasons. Vrabel made the playoffs in three of his six seasons, but Titans owner Amy Adams Strunk says she felt the team needed a new direction after two straight losing seasons. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports Vrabel is expected to be a top candidate for several other NFL head coach openings, and so is Dan Quinn. The Cowboys defensive coordinator received interview requests for the Chargers, Panthers, and Commanders head coaching jobs. In other news, the Steelers ruled NFL sack leader T.J. Watt out of Sunday's playoff game in Buffalo. Watt sprained his knee last week but could return this postseason if the Steelers advance. The injury-depleted Dolphins pass rush got a free agent boost ahead of Saturday's playoff showdown with the Chiefs. Miami signed veteran linebackers Justin Houston and Bruce Irvin. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Tricky Nikki Haley supports the radical trans agenda, allowing gender reassignment surgeries on minors.
When a 12-year-old child assigned female at birth says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy, what should the law allow?
Haley's answer?
The law should stay out of it. Let's get them the help, the therapy, whatever they need.
Donald Trump is no better.
Trump made a controversial decision.
You allowed biological men to compete the Miss Universe pageant. Can a man become a woman?
While Trump and Haley kowtow to woke liberal elites, Ron DeSantis has stood firm. No surgeries on minors, protect girls' sports.
I was signed against it. That. You didn't. You killed it. I signed it. I stood up for little girls. You didn't do it.
Standing strong for parents' rights and ensuring an age-appropriate curriculum in the classroom. Proven leadership we can trust. That's Ron DeSantis. Paid for by Fight Right, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Fight Right, Inc. is responsible for the content of this ad. Fight-right.org.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Black Monday was far from the frenzy we anticipated, but as the week has gone on, more coaches starting to fall victim to this gloomy time of the year. Most recently, it was the Titans head coach Mike Vrabel. And with Bill Belichick's tenure with the Patriots now in doubt, many have put Vrabel as the leading candidate to replace the all-time great in New England. As a former Patriot, the move seems like a perfect cultural fit, but that's not really how NFL teams operate. When a regime changes, owners tend to go in the opposite direction. The Lions went from a controlling head coach in Matt Patricia to a players coach in Dan Campbell. Cardinals went from offensive-minded Cliff Kingsbury to defensive-minded Jonathan Gannon. And the Dolphins went from Brian Flores to Mike McDaniel. Belichick's tenure with the Patriots was more successful than any of those coaches, of course, but after 23 years in New England, moving away from Belichick and the Patriot way may be a breath of fresh air for a franchise that desperately needs it. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Well, Discover wants to change all of that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. That means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. You can learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Goodyear Ultra Grip. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan. The all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Got to thank David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com for joining today's show. Always a pleasure to catch up with David. And coming up here after news and weather at the end of the hour, Iowa State women's basketball playing host to West Virginia. The Mountaineers ranked 24th. They're 2-1 in the Big 12. Iowa State 3-0. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 tip. Meanwhile, over on 93.5 The Mix, UNI men's basketball playing host to Illinois Chicago tonight. Pregame coverage of the Panthers against the Flames at 6:30. Tip off at 7. All right, that's a wrap for a Wednesday. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.